This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to the welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on World Environment Day today called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable.
Prakruti rakshati rakshita, arthat jo prakruti ki raksha karte hain, prakruti unki raksha karti hai.
Paryavaran mein santulan, ye hamari puratan parampara ka ek ahem hissa hai. Hamare yahan kaha gaya hai, yat pinde tad brahmand. Yani jo pind, yani jeev mein hai, wahi brahmand mein hai.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam initiative. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Sustainable Transport Initiative. The Prime Minister also planted a sindoor sapling at his residence. The plant was gifted to him by the brave women of Kutch in Gujarat, who had displayed extraordinary courage and patriotism during the 1971 Indo-Pakistan War. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link USBRL project to the nation during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Mr. Modi today highlighted that key infrastructure projects in Jammu and Kashmir, worth 46,000 crore rupees, to be inaugurated tomorrow, will have a very positive impact on the people's lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that in addition to being an extraordinary feat of architecture, the Chenab Rail Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Kashmir. He added that the Anji Bridge stands tall as India's first cable-stayed rail bridge in a terrain that is challenging. The Prime Minister further noted that the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link project will ensure all-weather connectivity and the Vande Bharat trains from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Srinagar will boost spiritual tourism and create livelihood opportunities. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the direct train between Jammu and Srinagar will run in September after work on Jammu Railway Station is completed. He said that work on Jammu Railway Station is going on and is expected to be completed by September. The minister visited Jammu Railway Station where he inspected the ongoing development works. His visit comes as part of the preparations for the launch of a much-anticipated train service to Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is all set to flag off Vande Bharat trains tomorrow at Katra. Mr. Vaishnaw said the Prime Minister will also inaugurate Chenab and Anji bridges. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said closer engagement between Indian banks and the financial sector will strengthen India-Central Asia economic interaction. Speaking at the India-Central Asia Business Council in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said beginnings have been made in terms of opening special rupee Vostro accounts in Indian banks by Central Asian banks. He highlighted that there has also been some discussion about the use of UPI. The External Affairs Minister stressed on improving connectivity between India and Central Asia. He stressed on the need to diversify trade baskets and introduce greater sustainability and predictability in economic interactions. In Indonesia Open Badminton, Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy has progressed to quarterfinals of the tournament. And with that, we end this news bulletin.